Okay, back again. All right, so that's where the VMware firewall is actually coming to the middle. So you have to be ready for all those different challenges if why you're looking at that stuff. So let me just keep reading here, okay? In a virtual machine environment, you can plan to lay out the for firewall between components. Firewalls between physical machines such as vCenter server systems and EXI hosts. Firewalls between one virtual machine and another. For example, a virtual machine as in like an internal web server and virtual machine connected to your company internal network. Firewalls between a physical machine and a virtual machine, such as when you place a firewall between a physical network, adapter card, and a virtual machine. Now here's the question, here's the information you need to know now. How do you use firewall in the EXI configuration is based on how you plan to use the network and how to secure any given component has to be. For example, if you create a virtual network where each virtual machine is dedicated to run a different benchmark test suite for the same department, the risk of unwanted access from one virtual machine to the next is minimum. Therefore, a configuration where firewalls are presented between the virtual machines is not necessary. However, to prevent interruption on a test run from an outside host, you can configure a firewall at the entry point at the virtual to protect the entire set of virtual machines. For the list of supported ports and protocols in VMware products, including vSphere and vSAN, see the virtual ports and protocols in so you can look at all the ports and information right there. So that will be very much important. I can do all of it. Which one you want me to do? Let's look in here. Yeah, we're firewall. Okay, let me look at the firewall, see what they got in here. Okay, so I'm gonna talk about this. The VM, this is the data sheet here. Let me just show you the data sheet. This is all the data sheets that I want you to understand this stuff. Okay. Stop the lateral spread of threats inside your data center. Okay, so that's all the information. I'm not gonna read all this stuff. I'll go over this another time, but I really want to just show you just a basic lap. It's going to be a very, very... So This is all I want. Okay, it's not even letting me do this. Okay, since I can't get this, so a lot of times that I'm just, here's what I'll just do. I'm just gonna read articles from it and just go from there. Okay, so just. Okay, and I'm just gonna go off of that. I'm just gonna read up articles here. Okay, so only stuff that I think we can just do. Since I try, because I try to get the lab. They have some things. I'm just gonna read some things off of here. So this is one of the a knowledge base article here. Tier 1 gateway firewall rules has a status in progress. Okay, so the symptoms are they have a data center 3.1x tier 1 gateway firewall have a status in progress on them. They have a node edge cluster associated with and gateway has a blue banner. So this is the kind of stuff like this. So they did some things like the cause of it was the firewall only be functional when the gateway is associated with the edge cluster. When the gateway has no edge cluster, the gateway might show in progress or unknown. So there's no functional impact. So just look at that. So that's why that's this kind of knowing behavior when you really actually look at the whole status behind it. So that's why I'm not the biggest expert on VMware, but I have been knowing about VMware for a long time. The basic foundation. So I'm just sharing. So this is more of me today is just sharing you this information. Discussing the information with you and sharing this stuff with you, okay? And I'm gonna look at some more articles in this to see if they got more. Man, let's do enough that I can. So they have progress, not rules, and all these different things of how to manage the VMware and all that stuff. So eventually, I would love to get into hands on this stuff in this material. So let me see So let's just do this. So one of the things I could do is start doing things like. Getting all this stuff. So let's look at the internal. So this is the internal firewall that they did on this, so I might read a little. Let me read a little bit of this. Announcing VMware NXT Distributed IDSP. 6 years ago, VMware pioneered a concept of micro-segment to start internal laterals via malware. Then we launched the NXT service-defined firewall, an internal firewall that is built into the hypervisor, distributed, and application-aware. Shortly thereafter, we introduced NSI intelligence to automate security rules, recommendations, streamline the deployment of micro-segment. Now we are announcing that we'll be taking internal security to the next level by introducing optical intrusion detection and prevention for our service-defined firewall. Built on the same philosophy, the new NXT distributed IDSP will allow enterprises to forfeit applications across private and public clouds. So they're gonna be doing more streamlining on the lining this information. So you may wanna be very, very well prepared for this stuff coming up ahead. So I want you guys to have that information just to get that tapped in for you and have a good idea of what it actually is, okay? Okay. So let's go on some. Hold one sec. All right. All right, here we go. Gonna go over some of the news that we got today. Got a lot of news to come out in the 10. So this is one news I want to look at too, okay? Here's what we know now. Livorno Legional Game Handheld featured Xbox and PC game heavily. Hi-F Rush, Ghostwire Tokyo, Hollow Indefinite, all prominent features are in the lead trailer. This is what information we have to know. The Livorno Legion Go Hell Hand has yet another lead, this time for a marketing video showing the Windows 11-based handheld in action. The trailer focuses on heavy on Xbox titles that are part of the Xbox and PC Game Pass. Hi-Fi Rush, Go and Hollow Infinite are among the games shown in action. This is really interesting to read. Okay. The Nintendo Switch undeniably sparked the handheld gaming console revolution, and the result is we now have the likes of Stream Deck, the ASUS ROG Ally, and the PlayStation Portal. We recently mentioned the PlayStation Portal that can be used to play Xbox games, Viva the Cloud, and some determination in elbow grease. But you may not need to rely on PlayStation handheld for a portable Xbox, according to a leaked marketing video for them. So that's one. There'll be plenty of calls from Xbox fans and the need for an Xbox handheld, but it seems more and more likely that Microsoft has been constant letting third-party manufacturers to fill in the space and support for those devices via Xbox Game Pass. The leaked video for the Livorno Legion Ghost seems to be further support this marketing strategy as a multitude of Xbox Game Studio titles, as long as the Lego for Xbox Game Pass are prominently featured in the marketing. Early in the video, we see a person click on the Xbox Game Pass app while the game plays short shots from the first party of Xbox game Hi-Fi Rush, Halo. Halo Infinite and Ghostwire Tokyo are showing through H5 Rush shows up early in the video game as Legion's Go 8.8-inch 104Hz VRR display is showcased among the onboard Ryzen Z processor. Title cards for Starfield and Ghostwire Tokyo show up as long cards for Assassin's Creed Odyssey and Far Cry 5, but Ubisoft and the Legion Go detached controllers and built to take center stage. So it's very interesting to see. You can see what Lombardo is doing for gaming and seeing the different things that you guys, people can take a look at what they're doing. Okay, so that's why I want you to understand that's kind of information, very, very key here. So let's just try to. Okay, so what is, okay, so that's talking about more Halo. So I'm gonna take a look at. All right, so let's. All right, this is one I like for the business technology. Your favorite Google Workspace apps are getting a major Duo AI boost. If you are using this, be ready, okay? Your daily Google Workspace app is set to receive a major AI boost thanks to a significant update from the company. As part of this Google Next 23 announcement, the company has revealed its office software so it will use a full Duo AI interoperability, bringing advancement, efficacy, and productivity across the board. The changes should impact some of the most widely used Workspace apps, including Google Meet, which is getting better, Light and Sound, and automated translated caption, and real-time content snippets, and Google Sheet Docs, which is better, which gets better content discovering tools. Do it for Google Workspace. Google's first announced Do It at Google I/O 22 as a tech giant response to the system, so the ChatGPT, which has had a kickstart to the current AI boom. Since its launch, thousands of companies and more trusted tested to have a Duo AI as a powerful collaboration partner that can act as a coach, sort of inspiration, and productivity booster. Google noted in the blog posted among the announcement, described as the next wave of AI innovation Workspace. Google outlined how Duo AI can be your intelligent real-time collaborative partner to dramatically reduce the burden of your work. The company gave example of Duo AI helping financial analysts complete a last-minute presentation by using the prompt such as a creative summary of Q3 performance, saving the user strain of searching through various Google Docs sheets and sites to manually find the date. Duo AI can create a whole new presentation complete with text, charts, and images based on relevant in Drive and Gmail, Google noted. Okay, elsewhere, Duo AI is looking to improve your video conferencing meetings in Google Meet by making them more inclusive and helpful. First off, the system is booting live and automatically quality on all calls, making it easier to look at the sound your best when speaking to colleagues or customers across the world, with face detection and dynamic titles helping participants spot who's taking, getting more easy. Google Meet will also begin automatically translating captions with 18 languages intentionally, instantly available as a service, is able to automatically detect when another language is speaking the translation in real time. Finally, Duet Duel AI wants to keep you focused on your call by taking care of note-taking and sending out recaps. A new take for me with features capture notice action and real-time video snippets, sending out a summary after the meeting ends. Latecomers can quickly get up to speed with summary so far featured that gives a roundup of what has happened, and those who cannot attend the meeting, the new and for me too, will see the Duel AI take place, delivering your message on behalf and sending you a summary after. Users can try out the new AI for Google tool now, and new customers can benefit a no-cost trial, allow them to first look for free. That's what I don't like about this one. I'm going to read this one to you. LinkedIn and X are planning to ditch passwords, which that's one of the worst ideas I think that they're all doing. People need to stop doing that. Two of the biggest social media sites, X and LinkedIn, are reportedly supporting passkeys, a way for users to log in an account without using the password. According to Discovery, made the iOS developers Steam Monster, the two servers contain code that suggests that soon that could be compatible with the new technology, which standards are governed by the SOD align set out in the SOD2 specifications. The SOD Alliance has a board level members, including Apple, Google, and Microsoft, who support pass keys on their respective platforms, aside from them, throughout the numbers of other services that offers is limited. So that's just, and this is just another opinion about what they talk about here. I am not the biggest fan of dishing password, and that would just be a separate discussionary show, just that alone. So we got a couple of things, and I'm gonna look at one of Windows stuff. So but to build some technology and stuff. So that's pretty much it for me on this discussion. So that's okay. So I'm gonna go to the announcements, okay? Okay, I'm gonna go over the announcements. I know a lot of times I've been doing this show a little bit late, but I'm gonna try my best to do these shows during the daytime. Okay. Okay, so we're going to talk about this. So be aware for the Cisco network, because I might have to probably move this show. I'm probably going to be moving this show, but I don't know yet, but I don't want to move that show. It's very, very important. But I will be working on that around this weekend to get ready for that, so you guys have a good presentation for that, okay? Here we go. We're going to do a group. So we're going to do some big announcements, okay? All right, let's start with our tech group announcement. Okay, so they're going to have a four-part series. Okay, they have a four-part series here. Okay, it's called, I got it here. So it's, give me 1 second here. So this is the thing. So you're going to have 4 weeks of this stuff, okay? So that's on September 5th, 12th, and 19th, and 26th. So they'll have things called BC, DNR, and incident response. That is for business continuity, disaster recovery, and incident response concepts. Okay, so that's coming up on the first one. The second one, they're going to do access control concepts. The third one, they'll do network security and security options for this one. Okay, so that's every Tuesday on starting September 5th. So on the Dream Anniversary, Mia Anniversary. So we are excited for that. Then you have open conversations from Built, and that's our national level meeting, but that includes Built in Twin Cities. So we'll watch out for the chapter meeting for Blacks in Technology. That might be on the 5th. That might be on the 5th, so we'll be monitoring that very well. All right, so they have a financial literacy for National Center for Black Engineers. So that's at the General Mills Center, General Mills building in Golden Valley. And then they have a TC band on the 27th of growing away. And tomorrow they have a session tomorrow. So I wanna get into that right now. So let me just get into that right now. Okay. Okay, so the Hold on 1 second. Yes. All right, let me just get that conversation. So they'll have a conversation tomorrow. So he has up here. So they're having this going on tomorrow. So tomorrow for Newfoundland One, Tasha Calloway, licensed psychologist and founder of the Black Girl, how are you doing? Okay, so that's one. And then they're going to have this panel discuss the challenges that many members of the community face having to leave their family and friends to venture in search for career success. Okay, so that's going to be on Wednesday, September 27th. Okay, and we will be getting information from Black Tech Talent on game night and their grand opening. So I am going to wait for that. And that is coming up. Okay, so This Saturday and Sunday, they have this called the Mixer, the 2-day Disruption Conference, Westbound. That's Leonard Scarcity from Black Tech Talent. His event's coming up on the 2nd and the 3rd. And then we're going to meet Rank Power, get an update of what he's doing on his Linear Summit Startup Night. That's going to be a great time presentation. That's going to be on the 12th. And then the beta show file showcase is going to be on the 20th. Okay. And our next show is going to be after Tuesday with the National for Educators. And also the math problems come back next week. So every show starting next week, it's coming back. Okay. Be ready for that. Also, please get ready for Twin Cities Startup Week. So all the tech professionals and startups, that is one of the big things that you can actually be proud of, okay? So that's one big thing you can fully support. So that's coming up, okay? That's all I got. This show is over. You're actually going to see me tomorrow because I got the current event show tomorrow and Monday. So you are going to see me tomorrow on that, okay? But it won't be recorded. It won't be on. It'll be back on the original phone tomorrow, my phone way for that. And we'll talk about All In tomorrow. So that will be the college football preview and my projection for college football this year. So that's coming up. And AEW All In. And we'll do one for talk about all, and we'll do that same thing for All Out. What we know so far, so that's gonna be all right. That's it for me tonight. Okay, see you tomorrow on the current eventual special. Okay, bye bye.